Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and directly across from me in our back room slash recording studio slash daughter's bedroom on our new-ish thrift store rug.
Was this
new
a thrift to store? Us.
Was this thrift or did you buy this new?
I bought it from a friend.
Oh, this is the one that you bought from, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is like a layered rug look.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Covering old carpet.
All the stained carpet in this back room. I asked Claire what she thinks about it, and she goes, it's not the softest. And I go, I don't think it's supposed to be.
It's not the softest, and you guys always like soft stuff.
Well, this will discourage our children from doing what their favorite thing in the world is, which is just lying on the floor in a blanket.
Yeah.
Which, it's so funny that they do it just right next to their bed.
Yeah, I think because the heater's on the floor.
As someone who
I couldn't predict.
So yesterday you had Claire or Gloria at kayaking.
Yeah.
And there was a window where I was waiting for the plumber to show up and mm-hmm. I was going to take Claire to Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And martial arts, whatever you want to call it. And there was like a 18 minute little window and I was in the bedroom and I was working, but I was just having one of those just ADD things where just they talk about it, like your brain just it like shuts down, like you have to go to sleep pretty much. Mm-hmm. It feels like you cannot function. Your eyes are no longer able to stay open. And I was in the bedroom and I just laid on the rug and slept for like 11 minutes.
Back here in the girls' room.
No, in our room, in our bedroom.
Oh, you're on the...
I was in our bedroom.
Wow.
And I lay down on the floor. So what I'm saying is...
There's like a foot of rug.
I understand where they're coming from. Yeah, no, there wasn't even... But there was a little bit of like, I'm not going to let myself get in this bed.
Oh, that's why you chose the floor.
But also...
So they get this from you.
Yes. Also, as soon as I hit my bed, my brain goes, well, we're not going to go to sleep. Even when it's nighttime.
So you tricked your brain.
I tricked my brain.
And laid on the floor.
Because my brain doesn't sleep in the bed. It goes...
Yeah. That's true.
It goes, think about all the things that have to get done and all the things that you're worried about. But anyways, mm-hmm. thanks for mm-hmm. tuning into the podcast, everybody. We are happy to have you. You know, I really derailed early there.
You did.
I don't think I made it through the intro.
We have to podcast right now because we have a dryer repairman coming over.
We do. We have a dryer repairman mm-hmm. coming over. We are kind of living the renter's dream this week in that there's a lot of stuff going wrong in the house. Like even in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had like a leak. We've had
in the roof.
We've had a leak in the roof.
A leak under the kitchen sink.
A leak under the kitchen sink.
Dryer
on the fritz. We've had various little issues, and that is just one of it's such a great time to go like, this isn't my problem. Zoltan has a great new joke about that where he has, mm-hmm. I'm going to butcher it here, but he has a joke about like he was renting and he saw like termites. And his first thought was like, oh, they have termites here. And that's a renter's perspective. Like, I don't have termites.
And also a Southwest problem.
Yes, termites. Very much sure. Yeah. It's going to get the tent over the house. That's true. We did not know about tenting homes.
No.
Until we came down here.
When we moved from Washington State, we were like, these look like circus tents.
Yeah. They're huge.
They're
termite tents. And a lot of times, though, they'll put like a black widow on them, which I think is good marketing because it's meant to scare you. It's meant to be like, hey, there might be the most poisonous spider on earth in your house. When in reality, those are just mostly there for termites.
I think they sometimes put that logo because, one, they're like, hey, you could get robbed while your house is getting tented.
Right.
Because they know no one's there.
Mm.
But then also, it's a risky rob. It's not flammable. It's toxic.
Right.
They're like, hey, don't come in here.
Yeah, they did. In Breaking Bad, there was a time where that's where they were making their meth was in the tented homes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But, you know, they were already wearing the full hazmat suit. So anyways, thanks for tuning into the podcast, everybody. If we get interrupted, it's because we have to go repair our dryer or our owner has to pay someone to repair the dryer that's outside and he tends to buy cheap.
I wonder why it breaks all the time.
I know. I wonder. I don't know how, but honestly, I don't know where we'd put it inside anyways.
In our podcast studio right here. You made a joke about this online, but last week when our dryer broke, I was able to use my friend's dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I had 4 loads of wet laundry.
Yes.
And 1 load took the whole day to dry.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm not trying to air them out, but it is a lawyer family.
Yeah. Great family.
Air them out. Get it.
Air,
sorry.
Okay. So Gray I family, went over there.
We're just, I'm communicating that there are resources. That's all.
So this is all set up to the joke, right? Yeah. I brought two baskets of wet laundry over there.
Yes.
With towels.
With towels.
One load. And that dryer.
Yeah.
It just was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote,
I've never coveted my neighbor's wife, but I have coveted their dryer. There are times that you'll look into that and you're like, that is nice. That would save,
wow.
That would save hours. That would yep. be a real... real game changer in the Nickerson workflow scenario.
Dryer goals.
Yeah. We're here to talk about how our family got COVID. But before we got into that, we're going to talk about another funny dryer related story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember where you were. You were out and about. Me and the girls were home.
Yeah, I was probably getting Joel's like EKG.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This all relates.
Thing.
Into trying to get Joel back to school. Really all the kids back to school. We send them, you're out and about, and I tell the girls, hey, no screens, I'm taking a shower. Just play nicely. And I get out of the shower, and I'm not even fully dressed yet. Like, I'm still, you know that, like, that period in between
dressed.
Out of the shower and you're ready?
Yep.
That, which is actually, to me, an extension of the shower. It's still part of getting ready. You're
slightly more available.
You're slightly more available. That's true. You aren't, but
you're watching YouTube.
You're watching YouTube.
You're shaving or whatever.
You're putting on deodorant. You're putting on various ointments and lotions and powders and potions and it's preparation is what it is. It's preparation H. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, the
girls. Post shower. Yeah.
The girls come to me and they say the Squishmallows are in the dryer. If you're not familiar with Squishmallows, I mean, I'm surrounded by them in the back room here, are a specific type of stuffed animal that are just that. They're incredibly squishy, soft. They're great to cuddle with. They are not your like cheap little carnival type stuffed animal. They have kind of a different property and density to them. But what they are, what we learned, is they are highly absorbant.
They're little like, sponges. They're big sponges. They're,
in some cases, they're big sponges. And our daughters had run 9 of these simultaneously in the washer. So, and then throw them in the dryer. And I'm like, the dryer is broken. So if it's running, it's not running any warm air on it. And so I go out there and the dryer's not even on. And these Squishmallows, all 9 of these had
pounds
quadrupled in weight.
Yeah.
Like you put them all in a basket and they were heavy, like heavy. Like this
yeah,
is
a very heavy
it's like
laundry
carrying
basket.
Around kettlebells.
Yeah. And so then it was like cloudy. And so we had to bring them out several times outside. And then we had to bring them inside and put them by the heater. They were absorbing towels worth thick.
They did a
thick swim towels worth of water, like 5 swim towels.
They did a day on the clothesline. They did a day on the trampoline.
Yeah,
these have been wet
wrung
for
them out,
5 days.
Wrung them out every day.
5 days these have been wet. Mm-hmm. And
our dryer's broke, so we're just accumulating wet towels.
So I know I'm assuming that it's bad for something to be wet for 5 days. So I assume these are covered in disease. I don't think something's supposed to be wet for 5 days.
They washed them because they were gonna have a wedding.
Which was adorable. Okay, so that's another thing. So there's like there's a dad massage story here that happens too. Is they do this, and my first thought was Melissa's gonna be pissed. That was my first thought, and these girls are gonna get in trouble. And they explained it to me, and I was like, "This is really sweet. This is a nice thing. This is a kid thing. This is a totally harmless thing. What they did here." But if mom comes home and just sees this, Melissa comes in the house mad, anyways. Like anytime you know you're returning to the home,
yeah,
your brain is just going like, what did everybody mess up while I was gone?
Well, especially on a sick week.
No, I would say this is normal.
No, I did not come home fuming last night.
Where
from
was last
canoeing.
Night?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. After like leisurely reading at the beach for 2.5 hours.
I wouldn't call that leisurely.
That's true. There was a
little
stress.
I doubt
it
was a homeless situation.
Okay. But anyways.
And called the police.
Do tend to walk into the house pretty...
Intensely.
And it's kind of like if people messing with your work, people, you know, I get it. Yeah. Also, you have control issues and you like things to be done a certain way. Correct? So... I tell the girls, like, hey, mom's going to be home because you were going to be home any second. I go, I will tell mom about this. And I did. I explained to you just like I did. This was a sweet thing. This is a fine thing. We're working on this. And you received it fine. Uh-huh. But I think that thing that they were like, they're getting them ready for a wedding is cute.
It was cute. Yeah. It was just poorly timed with the broken dryer.
Right. Honestly, even if the dryer was working, I don't think I want them to run through the dryer. So
Gloria's definitely had some explorations with, like, she'll wash like one piece of her clothing.
Right.
And not tell us. And then we find it in there like days later.
Yeah. Well, I think I've told you this before.
Impulsive washing.
I think I've told you this before. Like, I would have
clothes washing.
I oftentimes would have to like wash my own like sports clothes when I was a kid. Baseball, soccer. I would have to do it. I was like, because otherwise these are going to be super dirty. And I kid you not, Melissa, once a week I would go to sports with a wet pair of pants because I forgot to take them out of the washer.
Sure.
So. I understand.
I mean, with like baseball and soccer, those sports are like you have to wear the same jersey and pants every day.
Right.
Like maybe the next day.
Right.
And you have to wash it overnight. Yeah. It's a lot of laundry.
It's a lot of laundry. So
yeah.
Anyways, we're going to get into some stuff here in a bit. But before I do, want to let you guys know a couple things. One, if you're not familiar with our Patreon is just a way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod. Mm-hmm. You guys get the monthly Zoom hang, which is coming up, right?
That's... Yeah, it's we just set it for Sunday, January 23rd.
Great. Sunday
at 4 p.m.
Yeah, we just get in and hang out with some other backseaters. You get some discounts on merch. You get some free stuff in the mail. Mm-hmm. Certain levels, you get shout outs in the pod. You get meet and greets at the shows. Good stuff. So check that out, everyone. Go to our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Also, a couple upcoming headlining dates. Next Thursday, I'll be in Cleveland. This is January 20th. I'm going to be at Hilarities. And then February 3rd, I'm going to be at the Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. February 4th, I'm going to be at Liberty University, baby.
Ooh.
Those are on sale now. I think it's like $2 if you're a student, by the way. So if you're in the Liberty area, in the Lynchburg, Virginia area, and you want to come see me at Liberty University, swing on out to that. February 5th, I will be at the Round Barn Theater in Napanee, Indiana. And unfortunately, we had to move the Summit Comedy Clubs of Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to move those, but I will be in Napanee and Indiana a little before that. And then on sale now, this is announcing this right now for the first time. May 5th, I'm going to be at in Atlanta at ASW Whiskey Exchange.
Woo.
They do a regular show there, and I'm coming out to it. So come out to that. And then June 16th, I'm going to be at the Old Church. We're working on finalizing some dates in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Up in Portland, yeah.
Yep, yeah, the Old Church in Portland. So that's all I got for now. We're working on. We got some moving and some shaking and some other things. We'll see if what comes about and what doesn't come about. But go to DustinNickerson.com/shows for information on all that.
Okay, so I was just going to add that this is in our like pod bio or whatever, but if you want to be a part of the show, you can email us at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com.
Right.
For horror stories, holiday horror stories, horrible parenting, relationship advice, articles you want me to
read on the pod.
Read on the pod.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to read one
podcast review.
Pod review.
Why'd you put on jeans for the pod?
Because I got new jeans.
Yeah, but why'd you put on jeans for the pod? That's not like.
Oh, we got a dryer repairman coming over.
Oh,
Dustin.
You got to look good for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Courtney R.
Hi, Courtney R.
I must listen.
Oh.
We love listening to the Nickersons each week. This is a great podcast on family and their weekly musings, and we are always sure to get a laugh into.
Thanks, Courtney. If you guys haven't already, I know most of you haven't because I know my numbers versus the amount of reviews that I have.
just doesn't
leave
add
us
up.
A review. Come on.
Yeah.
Apple, Spotify, wherever you happen to listen to stuff. So, and let's do another holiday horror story. You guys absolutely can still continue to submit these. This one is from Sarah, and subject is holiday horror story. Hi, Dustin and Mel. I'm not sure if you're still interested in these, but after racking my brain for a month, I finally remembered, quote, the year of the In-law virus, not to be confused with the summer of George, Seinfeld. The year was 2016 and all my siblings and their spouses were at home for Christmas. My sister and I each had newborns. Mine was 3 weeks old and hers was 4 months old. Not really the point of the story, but trying to set the scene of my emotional state at the time. Mel gets it.
Yeah, I've had this Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, newborn is just a certain level of craziness and insanity.
Yes.
It's like an instability, or it's not even that.
Sure.
The newborn years, it's just this crazy hyper focus on keeping this child alive that you can't really focus on anything else. Is that
just
right?
Survival.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Christmas was great until that evening when my brother-in-law started feeling sick and started vomiting all night. Here we go. The next day, my husband and sister-in-law woke up with the same symptoms. They were each down for about 24 hours, and then we were fine. The interesting part is that everyone in the family, else in the family was fine. Our spouses were the only ones who got sick. That sounds like an appropriate time for a mysterious dun-dun-dun. The only common denominator that we could find is that they all ate the white chocolate-covered pretzels my mom prepared. I have no idea you can get food poisoning from chocolate covered pretzels, but all of them have refused to eat them ever again. We now fondly or unfondly refer to that Christmas as the year of the in-law virus. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for the email, Sarah.
Oh, that's fantastic and sad.
I do love a good sick family Christmas or holiday, whatever it may be, story. So speaking of sickness, it took almost 2 years, but yeah. Nickerson's finally got a little round of the old COVID.
Yes, this is our return to the Corona Chronicles.
Exactly, yeah.
Flashback. Which we started about 2 years ago.
Which is when you got on. Yeah, it took a global pandemic, but I finally put Mel on the pod. Numbers have tanked ever since. I'm kidding, Melissa. I'm joking. Here's the thing. We got it at the time that literally everybody got it.
Yes, in Southern California, I think everyone.
Yeah. I just think only certain states are even paying attention to whether or not you do have it.
Yeah, like Joel's high school just straight went virtual for 3 days last week, which was probably really smart.
Well, they did it not out of the fact
that high schoolers can kind of do that.
Well, they didn't do it because they're like, hey, we're doing this because it's safe. They're like, hey, all our teachers have COVID. That's why they did it. It was a staffing issue. That's what keeps happening at businesses and entertainment. I had someone comment the other day, because I made a joke about I can't believe this is still happening when all the guidelines have been so clear and everybody listened to them and da 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 da. And was great thing about that joke is no matter where you land on that, you think I'm on your side. You think I'm saying the same thing as you.
Yeah.
But I had someone say it's over when you turn off the TV, and I was like, that's not true. Not in a lot of places. And now she commented, she's like, I live in Texas. I was like, I know that you think that that's true, but your entertainment is still in a lot of different areas is being postponed and altered, and football games are being changed.
But maybe that's if you consume no media.
Yeah, I guess that's
or
true.
Sports.
I mean, if you don't do anything, then yes.
Then maybe.
But I understand the sentiment that you're like, why are we still talking about this? You're like, well, I'm not excited about talking about this, but we had dates. Last weekend, we were all supposed to be in New York. This is so,
I know.
We're all supposed to be in New York, and instead, those dates got postponed till April, and and our family was recovering from COVID. So it's like, this is still, I know.
Well, for us, it's still absolutely a part of our life.
And it's not even just because the state we live in, it's because of the business that we're in. And anyone in the live event space, I'm telling you this right now, it is still very much a part of their world, because we play everywhere. My job is everywhere, you know.
Yeah, I think hospitality too gets, you know, like in Southern California, we had like Starbucks closed,
right.
Chick-fil-A had moderate hours or limited hours, because they just can't stay open.
They can't, yeah,
because they don't have the staff.
Now, Chick-fil-A modified their hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course, we went there because we had to go out hospital so much last week.
Yeah. So what happened? So, okay. So
that's right there.
Yeah. We, what happened was our son has to get tested regularly. Taylor Tomlinson, who I open for a lot, was very kind to me. She's like, oh my gosh, you're such a good opener. You even got COVID at the right time. What she's talking about is we got it at a time where like we were just home, not working anyways, and the kids were out of school. That's when we were showing symptoms. But in the midst of that, I did get a COVID test because I got exposed to someone who had it, and I got a COVID test and I didn't get it.
Yeah, we had a lot of negative COVID tests the week of Christmas.
Yeah, so, yeah. But then we were like, I had some symptoms and nothing showed positive. And then Joel, as he's making his return to school, got a positive test. And then we tested the girls and me. And we're like, well, we're 4 for 4. Let's just assume Mel has it.
Yeah.
Let's save the money and preserve the test.
Exactly. And we just learned a lot about the PCR test versus the antigen test. And, you know, they're not super available. And like, you know, the lines, the drive through lines are like wrapped around the hospital.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All this craziness. But luckily, our school district has rapid tests. So
right, and our kids are back in school because we did all the stuff you're supposed to do, and we got them back in school.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And the CDC also changed guidelines last week, so you know things are changing.
I'm sorry, the CDC changed their mind on something?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Omicron. I don't know. They changed their guidelines.
I told you this is the first variant that I haven't respected enough to learn how to say its name.
There you go.
Though the last one was just Delta. That one's easy to do.
So, yeah, Kaiser made Joel get an EKG.
Right.
To return to play, which is like high school sports. And then the trainer at his school made him, like, he's doing bike rides every day.
Right.
You know, exercise
right.
bike. 25 minutes, 40 minutes, 60 minutes, then they're monitoring his heart rate and stuff because he's in that demo.
Right, where they could have heart stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been wild and, you know, learned a lot.
Melissa, what has been your favorite part of our family getting COVID?
What?
Was it the kids missing school?
Told you yesterday, I feel so much better.
Right.
Because my symptoms, like, just even though I'm negative, now
yeah
like I still have symptoms.
I think you got something else personally,
but
I don't know.
Like last week when I went to get his EKG, I was like huffing
right,
like, but I feel so much physically better, and I think that was just because all three kids were in school.
That was the funny thing you said yesterday.
I was able to rest,
and we did like the funniest like day of errands yesterday. Like, this is like when people are like, oh man, what do you guys do? Like, oh, your kids are at school, you guys are home, you know? And the answer is, yeah, you know what? Sometimes there are lunches and coffees and whatnot and da 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 da. But also, what we did yesterday, it was the funniest, stupidest day of, it was like the most domesticated errands day. We dropped off a bunch of stuff at the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
It had a sweet talker into taking all of it, by the way.
This is the kind of stuff that you do after Christmas.
Yeah.
You drop off donations.
And your kids have been sick and you had COVID. We drop off donations. What was the next move? Then we went and did some returns on Amazon.
For Amazon returns.
Because I'm bad at ordering stuff on Amazon. It's mm-hmm. it's really bad. I get the dimensions wrong. I get the...
It's not easy.
My percentage of missing is higher than yours, though.
So you bought a doormat as a housewarming gift for a friend.
Uh-huh.
And what they delivered...
Thank God it sent it here first.
Instead of to them. What they delivered was a picture of a doormat.
Yeah.
It was not an actual, like, it had no bristles.
Yeah, it wasn't a doormat.
It was a flat picture.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So it was crazy misleading.
Yeah.
That one was not your fault.
One of the most terrible things I've ever seen.
But yeah, just all that clutter that's just been in your house because...
Yeah, so we do that. Yeah. And we return some Amazon packages. We have a Target pickup and a Target return.
Yep.
So I sit in the pickup spot while you go in. This is the funniest, most boring stuff. This is what our life is. Then we head to the mall for a gift card to spend, and then we also had a return, right?
Yeah.
And then we head to Nordstrom for a return.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was just, oh, and then we go pick up the kids for school.
I feel so much better.
Yeah. I mean, domestic bliss.
Yep.
You and I.
Mm-hmm.
All you just needed to do was make some returns and some donations.
Get all
just,
that clutter out of the house.
And by clutter, you mean the children. So the funny, I will say that there's plenty of little anecdotes all around, you know, our kids getting COVID and going back to school, and the guidelines are changing and the rules are changing. And so yesterday,
especially after a 2 week break.
Yeah.
We have three kids at three schools.
Yeah.
In two different school districts.
Right.
So it was, and then three different sports.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So all of those had guidelines.
So when our kids
can all different.
So when our kids can go back to what is confusing. And Melissa has spent a lot of time reviewing this online and making some phone calls and sending some emails while also trying to figure out when you can go back to teaching your art class.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this stuff. So
yeah.
When yesterday was such a relief because the kids go back in school, the day that Gloria went back to school was pretty funny because she goes back to school, she gets dropped off at the carpool and everything, and then the school calls, right, and says like, hey, she can't be here.
They're like, she's in the office, and I was like, well, I spoke last week to someone, but it was a substitute because staff was out last week, and then I'm talking to the principal.
Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to misstep here. You thought you were great to go back because the two kids had been cleared to go back to their schools.
According to the sub I was talking to, she was cleared.
Yeah, it was
one of those days of symptoms and et cetera.
So I hear you on the phone just trying to get them to flesh out the policy a little more. Hey, this was in her test. This is when her symptoms were. This is the CDC, the school policy. They're like, well, you can talk to the superintendent or whatever. You're like, well, that's not going to happen.
He did not answer my calls.
Yeah, of course. And
then I called the front desk at the superintendent's office.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm a sub. I have no idea what's going on.
That's the thing. Nobody who normally works is in charge. And you go, finally, you get them to just say, like, she needs to have a negative test to come back now.
Yeah.
And if not, it's going to have to be another few days. Mm-hmm. And so, but they have the rapid test at the school.
But we have to do it. And so I feel really bad because I feel like Gloria's sitting there like hostage, right? Like
freaked out. Right.
You know, when the girls tested positive, they're like, oh no.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That was an interesting thing, especially Claire, who's kind of a worrier, you know?
Yeah. And so then you go down there and she's sitting next to her best friend.
She's sitting next to her friend who ironically had like, a friend who, according to Gloria, thinks that had made up a thing, like faked an allergy, but that kid got sent home, which is hilarious. And now I'm sitting with Gloria. It's so funny. We're like, oh man, I'm sure Gloria's like da da da. So just sitting there by herself. Gloria couldn't be more excited to be out of class.
They're like, Gloria, go to the office and take your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, gosh, I might go home. I
know. Yeah, our friends were like, oh, you're in trouble. And Gloria's like, she's like, no, I just don't have to be in class for
a bit. I might get five more days off.
Oh, the best for her. So I go and, you know, we do the test. I go, okay, so she's like, have you done these before? I was like, I did it once. And I was like, do you want my angel or meet you? And she's like, well, you have to do it. And I joked with you. I was like, I had never been more tempted to do a bad job on the test.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's clear.
If it wasn't for having a conscience, I would be like, well, okay, one swab in your ear. Oh, no, you're not looking. But we do the test, and you know, you got to wait the 15 minutes, and it's very kind of an anxiety ridden 15 minutes because you know, you went to go pick up a plant just because you couldn't do all this. You're like, this is too much.
I had a scheduled plant pickup.
You had a scheduled plant pickup.
This is what happens when you're stuck at home. You start like decorating.
Right.
Buying stuff.
Right.
Buying your friend stuff.
Did you tell her the plant pickup? Did you tell her that your nickname for her was Hot Mom? Did she know that?
No.
Okay. I mean, I thought maybe she would be because they're moving, right? I thought you maybe.
Do you want to tell her that?
I think it's for you to tell.
Oh my gosh.
Because you told me your name and I was like, who? And you go, Hot Mom. And I was like, oh, Hot Mom.
Yes. This is true.
I think that'd be a nice parting gift. That's a nice thing to tell someone. If some mom told
that's
you
a compliment.
That. And said, hey, me and my husband refer to you as Hot Mom.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, yep. But anyway, so you go to Hot Mom's house to pick up the plant.
Yes, this is true.
You pick up Hot Mom's plant.
What can I say? She has good style.
She has good style.
Oh, we're going to disrupt the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told you, it's so funny. When I go to drop off every morning, I was like, I have been awake for 11 minutes. Because you kind of do the general, you get to make sure the big kids get off and you kind of prep the house. And then I roll out of bed to go get Claire, you know?
Yeah, you drop off Claire.
I drop off Claire. I'm sorry, to go drop off Claire, which is the walk across the street school. Mm-hmm. And so we go there. And I was like, I mean, I'm wearing sunglasses usually because, I mean, I'm looking, I'm not even awake asleep. Fully. Yeah. I'm like, I'm following those cross guards so closely.
Yeah. And then I told you how. After Claire was born, at the end of her pregnancy, I had this DJ Cat shirt.
Yes.
A clearance shirt from Target.
Yeah.
It was oversized. Uh-huh. I wore it when I was pregnant, uh-huh. which is hilarious. It has a cat DJing on it.
Yeah.
And I have a huge pregnant belly. And then postpartum, I continued to wear it every day.
Yeah. You thought if there was a hot mom, there was also.
I was the DJ Cat mom.
You were DJ Cat mom for a long time. What do you think I am? Do you think I have one? A mustache dad?
Yeah. Well, remember when you wear your fleece, your multicolored fleece?
Yeah.
You call it your bohemian look?
My bohemian, because I have this look right now. It's very specific. It's, I have this.
It's half athleisure wear?
Yeah. What would we call it? It's kind of similar to the rug here. Kind of like a tribal kind of pattern type situation.
Yeah.
Very fleece, very bright color.
Technicolor dream coat.
I have these brown sweats that I'm currently wearing, which were part of my Donkey Kong costume for Halloween.
Yeah.
And they just, mm-hmm. they're kind of the right fit. You know, I'd love if they were black, but, you know, because brown is a very random color to have a pair of. Like, who has dark chocolate brown sweats? This guy right here.
You do.
And then mm-hmm. socks and Birkenstocks and a hat. And, I don't know why, but bohemian feels right. You know.
Like, that dad might be unemployed.
There's a dad who wears a QAnon shirt every day, so you could have a
that
worse...
That dad works nights.
You could have a worse nickname. I think that is so funny. I did that joke on stage, because QAnon's whole thing is anti-government. And they go, like, full-on, like, this is,
and
like...
he lives in Southern California.
These are, like, Satan worshipers who run, like, child prostitution rings, and it goes all the way into the federal government, and you're like, and yet you send your kid to public school, because even like you can believe all those things, but a parent's like, yeah, but someone's gotta watch these kids.
You don't have time to read all that stuff online while self-educating your kid.
That's so funny, Melissa. You can't be a QAnon if you homeschool. You're just too busy.
Yeah.
You can't go down these rabbit trails. That is so funny. QAnon is only the person who has like an apt amount of childcare. That's so funny. Conspiracy theories.
QAnon parent.
That's very, very funny, Melissa. So anyways, so Bohemian Dad shows up at our kids'
Bohemian
school.
Dad. That's
and
you.
We do the test, and it's all very funny because I go, they're trying to explain to me the timeline of the rule and the guideline, and I'm just not getting it. I go, okay, I'm dumb. Like, I'm a stupid person. I don't understand most things. I told you this yesterday. I'm like, I don't understand math. I know even less about science. I don't retain anything that you tell me or anything that I read. I'm a dumb person. Like, I survive. I'm a B average student, like, and was all the way through college. Not because I got B's, but because I got A's and A pluses and C minuses. That's what I get. I'm like, I'm excelling or I'm barely passing. And it's based solely on interest.
You have a high EQ.
Whatever. I can think critically on a matter if I care to, but
sure.
I don't. A lot of it just comes down to a lack of caring.
And focus.
Yeah, because I don't care enough to focus on it. But anyway, so they're saying it, and I was like, I'm stupid. Please just explain. Like, it's from this day or the test, or because you keep saying symptoms, but then you're saying the test, and then they're like, oh, well, the test, well, she started this day, and she went home that day. But I was like, but she wasn't there the day. And I go, I told her, even explain it to me as if I'm even dumber than you did the first time. And she goes, it's not you. it's all of it is dumb and we all feel dumb. I got, that's all I needed you to say. I needed to be let off the hook for my, and I just needed you guys to kind of acknowledge, like, and I don't blame, of course I don't blame the teacher. I don't even blame the people making the rules. I don't blame anyone making any rule because nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to do. It's we're all, and I genuinely do think that most people, and maybe this is a rare take, I genuinely do think that most people, including politicians, are acting from with the best interest of people in mind. Whether that's, hey, like, do everything locked down to keep everybody safe, or open everything up to make sure people can live their lives. I think that both people there are acting from the best interest. I don't know which one's right or wrong, you know, but sure. And so I don't blame the teachers, but it's just a very funny discussion that we have. And then they go and look, and the way that these rapid tests work are like, you know, you got to wait the 15
line,
minutes, but you
lines.
Kind of know within like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kind of looking, and they're like, oh, it's looking negative. And the one nurse who has a kid at the high school with COVID goes, mm-hmm. oh gosh, I wish I had this negative test right now.
Yeah. It's a dream check.
Which is a very, very human moment. And mm-hmm. then Gloria ends up getting the negative test. I go, sorry, Gloria, you got to go back to school. Get a good. That's a great school joke, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Big
mm-hmm.
laugh
mm-hmm.
With all the parties there. And then ironically, the Gloria's friend who probably made up a stomach ache got sent home. And I was like, I mean, this is an easier way to get sent home still. Because you can't test a stomach ache. There's no test for a stomach ache.
That is a universal way to get sent home.
So anyways,
you threw your back out.
Oh, I mean, that's the funny thing. It's like I had COVID, but didn't notice really.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, you know,
your symptoms were mild.
Our symptoms were mild.
We boosted.
We're vaccinated and boosted. December. And, you know, and it seems like Omicron's not that serious. And, well, I mean, of course, it's very serious. I shouldn't say it like that. But you know what I mean? It's not, they say it's not the gnarliest of the variants so far.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're healthy enough. But I did throw my back out, and that has been much more intrusive.
Yes, absolutely.
When Joel found out he had COVID, the first thing that he said was, I guess I don't have to do the dishes, which he did the dishes every single day he had COVID.
He was fine.
And we're like, it actually doesn't spread that way. We thought that back in the day, a year and a half, we thought that it spread via touch, but it's not. You just don't breathe on the dishes. Just put a mask on. You can put a mask on.
Child labor.
Yeah.
But the best part is my mom and
the friends we made along the way.
Dad.
Sorry. My dad hasn't gotten it and your mom didn't get it, you know.
Symptom free.
When we had spent some time with them unknowingly, you know. Like
that
was the thing. Like we saw your mom, but
we had
four negative tests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bingo dingo.
Yep.
It's a new dumb phrase that I say around the house. Because every once in a while you just pick up a new phrase in your life. And mine is bingo dingo for a reason.
That's what happens when you're home for COVID.
Right?
New catchphrases.
I have to leave. I've been home for too long.
Yeah.
Are you feeling mm-hmm. it too?
Was yesterday. That's why I just had to get out.
Right.
Had to get some stuff out of the house.
I don't mean it like that. I'm like,
relax.
I need to leave you guys. I'm so, because this happened during the pandemic. Like I
stir crazy.
It's not just that. It is that. I'm getting so happy and comfortable at home.
Yeah,
that
the separation is harder.
I need to break it so that, because separation will be hard, but also like I will like just quit my job if it goes too long. And there's actually not a job where I spend as much time with you. Like if I went, like I spend more time with you guys now than I did during the rec center days.
Yeah.
Like this, like absorbent time, just like these big, big chunks, you know, and certainly more
time comedy on top of it.
And certainly more time than I did during the pastoral days. Like those at both churches I worked for, those are just big, all encompassing day and night jobs, you
mm-hmm.
know? And
mm-hmm.
even when you're a lot of the time, like when you're like heavy involved in those things, you're doing like night stuff together. Community groups and family. And you're like,
weekends.
This is hardly stuff to get. This is hardly family time, you know? But anyways, I am kind of like, you know, itching to be like, okay, well, it's, haven't gotten a check in a little bit. Also, when I'm not like getting on stage, I get really antsy about internet stuff. And like, if that stuff's mm-hmm. not doing well, I'm like, well, I guess I'm just a failure. I guess everything in my life is terrible. And the work that I'm putting out into the world is worthless and nobody cares about it.
And that's all because of an algorithm and, whatever.
No, Melissa, it's because of me. It's because it's that scene from Secession where he shows up, the stock price is dropping, and he goes, "You want to know how much people don't like me?" And he just holds it up, and it's a downward slope, right? Because he had taken over the company, and the stock was dropping, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what it feels.
Yeah.
Anyways, Melissa and Dustin started a new show.
Yeah, we started a show during COVID.
Oh, and
we needed like a mind.
Yeah. Last thing before we go, Sing 2 review. You saw it.
Uh-huh. The kids and I went to the drive-in without our friends.
This might be the time. Ooh. Steven has been pushing us to do wants an extra podcast a week, which is easy for Steven to say. That's not true. It's a lot of work for him
too.
No, he has
to edit it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The maybe in the meantime.
Children's movie
maybe
review.
One of my favorite podcasts, Mr. Sunday Movies, they do a thing at the end of it called What Are You Reading? And then they just talk about things that they're reading.
Yeah.
So maybe this is where we work it in. It's just a little movie, a kids family friendly movie review at the end of the podcast. And then we can do a video of it too.
Oh man. Okay.
Bingo dingo.
We're really, this is dropping a lot on me.
That's my next merch item.
Bingo dingo.
Bingo dingo. So can you see a little dingo? Bingo dingo.
I've seen very few dingos.
Yeah.
It's
my new catchphrase in life is bingo dingo. I did not see Sing 2, so I can't give a review of it.
Yeah, and I sat in the drive-in, so it wasn't like the most focused review.
Yeah.
We were kind of freezing. Okay, so if you saw Sing 1 and you liked it, you will really like Sing 2. You did not see Sing 1.
No.
So I don't think you would
have
be
liked Sing
thrilled
2.
About Sing 2 because there's some character development in Sing 1 that you don't get in Sing 2.
Okay.
But if you like theater, if you like musicals...
Mm-hmm.
If you like the A-list actors.
So many big actors.
That are in it.
Yeah.
And musicians.
Yeah.
If you like pop culture music.
Bono.
Halsey.
Halsey's in it. Wow.
Yeah. So there's.
Nick Kroll.
If you like Vegas.
Yeah.
Or
I do like Vegas.
Entertainment world. You will definitely like this movie.
Mm.
So it was fun. It was. It had, you know, the heart jerking. You know, relationship strain.
Yeah, you know, the
grief in it.
Pixar and DreamWorks were movies are the saddest movies on the planet now.
Yes. This one did not have the loss of a parental figure.
No. But Claire did cry. She like whimpered for a long time.
She was whimpering in like the third act.
Real movie critic here.
But yeah, like I loved Drew Barrymore's character in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
She's the mom pig.
Yeah.
She just does a really great job with
that.
Rosita. So that was fun. It's just like entertaining. It's catchy and the kids liked it. There was little kids at the drive-in.
Yeah.
And they had glow sticks and they were just dancing with glow sticks.
Oh, that's nice.
Like throughout the music numbers. You know, with the drive-in, you can bring littler kids to things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a kid's movie. People aren't going to get mad at you if your little kids are making noise.
Which is nice.
In that kind of movie.
Yeah.
But I think because my teen and tween, they weren't like dying to go.
No.
And I'm like, hey, we're going to the drive-in. We're not bringing our friends because we're, you know, like on day whatever, like who knows, isolation or quarantine. But I was like, but I want to see this movie. I watched the first one with all three of you. I want to watch the second one with all three of you. And so they complied and I bought them snacks and we got to get out of the house. That was the main thing. And then I didn't have to police like video games, all that kind of stuff. That's why I go to the drive-in, and I know where all my kids are.
We replace the screen with a bigger screen,
but it's a shared
family screen,
and
which is pretty much modern day reading. So
it's reading, yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 5 bingo dingoes, what would you review it? 1 being the lowest, 5 being a perfect movie.
So I just set some caveats. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like things you should like if you're going to really like this movie.
Right.
So for me, this is a 5 because
5 out of 5 bingo dingoes.
For me.
5 bingo dingoes.
Because
for you.
It checks all my boxes.
Yeah.
For a kids movie. Now, the rest of the society listeners probably like 4 out of 5.
This is what I said about Spider-Man. Steven and I were texting about it earlier when I like what Mr. Sunday Movie said about it, where you go like, is this a great, 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 great movie? No, of course.
Yeah.
It's got huge plot gaps. It's oddly paced. Its tone changes all the time.
Sure.
Is it an unbelievable movie going experience? Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about anyways, especially with superhero movies, you know?
They're merging so many characters and worlds and they do a pretty good job.
They're making comic books come to life. That's not an easy thing to do. So
yeah.
All right. So Sing 2, 5 out of 5 bingo dingoes, everybody. There's Mel's rating and then there's the public rating where she says 4 out of 5. So
yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is the $25 a month and up patrons. Those are Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code to Grow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Taran Isaac, I always mess that up, my bad, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ebling, and Juliana Smith. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.